You're listening to Happiness Abound, episode 320.
Welcome to Happiness Abound, a podcast dedicated and designed to help those seeking happiness in their lives. Here we'll talk about happiness as gained through habit formation, being inspired by the stories of others, and looking for opportunities of growth and learning. I'm Taylor Proctor. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, Happiness Abounders, and welcome back. As always, I am so honored and delighted you have decided to join me and the rest of the Happiness Abound community in this episode all about goal getting and setting yourself up for success with a template for success. And this is episode 320. Wow. Sometimes when I hit like milestone podcast episodes, like 320 is a pretty solid number. And I think back to a year ago when I sat down in front of the mic for episode one, and I can't even imagine how I got here, right? I had no idea how I would get to episode 320 when I sat in front of the mic for episode number one. And I'm so excited to be here with you today and to be on episode 320. So fun. And I think that's a perfect connection to setting up yourself with a system for success. You may have heard me talk about this before. I'm going to share two stories today about setting up my life for success based on the goals that I have had and how I have set up systems to help me reach those goals. So quick recap, whenever I have a goal, I write it down. That was the first episode for this week. I ask why I want that instead of jumping straight to the how. I work within my tendency as an upholder to set myself up for success. I like to think backwards so I know where I've been and what habits have got me to where I am, and that can help me change things at a fundamental core level instead of just working on step goals without that research thinking backwards. And today is all about setting up systems and loopholes. So, podcast, let's talk about that one first. You may have heard me talk about this before, but when I first wanted to do a podcast, I thought a podcast had to be an interview style format. That's just what every other podcast I'd listened to, everything I'd ever heard is that's what a podcast is. You bring people on and you interview them. Okay, great. So I was like, I want to do a podcast. Yeah, I can bring people on to interview. So I made this list of all these people that I wanted to interview, and I figured I'd start slow and do one a month, and I'd get ahead of the curve and interview a few up front. So I actually did three podcast interviews. Two in person in my home studio at my old house, and one over the phone with a friend in North Dakota. And I found that as I was editing these podcasts, it would take me all day. Because I removed every and long pause and stutter to make my guest sound very, very tight, right? And I don't mean tight as in like uptight, but just their vocals were very aligned and they didn't sound as natural. But I spent hours, and I found after editing those first three that I hated it. It wasn't that the interviews were bad. In fact, I had a great time and the people I interviewed were amazing. It was just the editing process felt like it was killing me. And I realized, and this is before I published anything, I realized that this was not going to be sustainable for me to reach my goal. I had a goal of creating a podcast. I had something in mind of what it was. But as I moved forward to that, I didn't set myself up with a system that worked for me. I found that editing for 8 hours on a Saturday really felt terrible and I didn't like it. And it was a lot of extra time that I didn't and couldn't dedicate. So I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe I can pivot a little and I'll do two episodes a month and one of those will be just me talking and sharing some insights. And then that way I can have a little bit of fun and be speaking about things and not have to worry about editing so deep. And then I can also have the interview show, which is what a podcast is. So I started to do that and I realized that there was so much pressure that if I was only going to do one episode a month of me speaking, it also had to have this like air of perfection and this space of it better be a home run because you're only doing one of these a month. And so the pressure got to me. Editing for 8 hours on a Saturday, I didn't feel like I had the time to do that. Didn't have the funds to outsource it. And I knew how to do it. So I felt like, why would I outsource this when I know how to do it? I know, not the best mentality. But then I also was like overcome by this perfectionism tendency that every hit I made would have to be a home run because I was only taking 2 hits a month, right? So I had to find, through trial and error, this template, this system for success. And I realized that for me, mentally and emotionally, to make this work, to continue towards my goal of wanting a podcast, I had to change a few things. I had to pivot in my mind what a podcast was. I had to figure out the value I could provide. And I had to figure out how to make it work within my life. Because I knew one a month, I would do the editing, I would feel like it was about killing me, and then I would get drained, and I wouldn't want to publish it, and I wouldn't be able to create a consistent podcast. And in my mind, if you don't have a consistent one, it's not really a podcast, and I needed to figure that out. So what I did is I realized in looking at my tendencies that I needed to meet some expectations, inner and outer, and I know that I do best when I do things on a daily level. I could look backwards, we're connecting it all together, guys. I could look backwards and see that the best times where I've achieved my goals is when it's something I can do and focus on nearly every single day. I also know that if I could create chain habits and I could create a chain of putting this in my daily life on a level where there was some semblance of the same routine happening, such as a weekday, wake up, go to work, etc., that would work best for me. And I didn't get caught up necessarily in the how, which is what I did when I started doing interviews. How will I do this? I'll start doing the interview, and then I'll need to edit it, and then I'll need to do this and this, and I kind of got caught up in the how. But when I could pull back and ask myself why I wanted to do this, I realized that I wanted to do this to be happier in my own life, but also to share my story in real time, the good and the bad, as much as possible, which meant doing it every day. And then I wrote it down, right? I almost worked backwards from everything I just told you this week, but that's because I didn't know any better. That was before I had a system in place to catalyst my goals. Now, if I was going to do this, I would write it down. I would think my why versus my how. I would work within my tendency. I would start to think backwards and think about chain habits and how I could set this up for success. And then I would do it every day. Once I came to those conclusions, everything came together and I realized a daily podcast with me being a solo show was the way to go to reach my goal of having a podcast. Do you see how all of this connects? You have to work it all together to find a system. So now my system is that I wake up, I do my morning routine, and before I didn't necessarily get ready, I'd record my podcast and then go get ready and then move to work for the day. But now that I record video on IGTV Live at the same time as recording the audio, I actually have shifted my chain habits and I get ready, then I record the podcast, and then I go to work. It means I need to wake up a little earlier. I need to plan for things a little differently than I would have a year and a half ago. But now it is set up that it is my routine. I know if I'm going to work, that I'm going to record a podcast. And I have found that there is some flaws in this system because I have set it up to be chain habits. When it's a holiday, like a Monday holiday, and I don't need to go into work, I struggle to create the podcast because it's outside of my routine and my chain habits. But for the most part, I have set this podcast up, my goal up, to be a template of success based on a system I have created. So I hope you're following with me there. I have another story that I hope you can see also the connection on. And that is a story about how I was able to give up eating sugar. And the most important part of this is it wasn't necessarily a system of I'm going to wean myself off or anything like that. I realized that I need to create some loopholes in my life so that when I did eat sugar, I wouldn't feel guilty. It wouldn't be a binge. It wouldn't be this big problem. It would be set up for success. So for me, I love marzipan cake. And it's pretty rare. Like, it's not something you see every day, at least where I live. And it's not something that people are, like, just handing out, right? It's not like kind of cake people bring into work and like, hey, you want a piece of cake? It's pretty rare, at least in my life, but I love it. And so I knew that if someone brought me marzipan cake or I had it in my vicinity, I wouldn't be able to pass it up. And I didn't want to feel bad for passing it up and missing out on this pretty rare chance to eat my favorite dessert. But I also didn't want to feel bad for indulging in it if I had said I'm quitting sugar cold turkey. So I set myself up a loophole where if someone brought marzipan or I was given marzipan, then yes, absolutely, I would eat it and it would not be going against my no sugar rule because I'd set that rule with that specific loophole. That set me up for success when around my birthday, my mom said, hey, what kind of cake do you want? And I was like, marzipan. And that was awesome. And setting up that loophole allowed me to enjoy things and not feel like I was suffering or sacrificing too much when I knew that I wanted to give up sugar. I knew it would be better for me, but I knew I wouldn't be able to pass up marzipan. So that's a story of the loophole strategy that you can give yourself to plan for things that you need to plan for. For instance, if you have a goal and you end up going on vacation, you can plan when you're working towards the setting up the system for that goal that when I'm on vacation, if I do this every day, I will do it 2 days while I'm on vacation and not feel guilty about it, but also know that when you come back, you're right back into those chain habits and you're moving forward in your system towards your goals. I hit that with the podcast too. I have a loophole that if I'm sick or the equipment doesn't work, that I have to be okay with that and be okay with letting it go. And so my loophole on the podcast every day is if I'm sick and I can't talk or I'm extra snuffly and you can hear it in my voice, I won't torture you guys with that and I will take a break day. Other note of that, if the technology's not working, I will not necessarily record a podcast. I'll do everything I can. But if my technology's not working, I can't record a podcast. However, I can still record a live video on IGTV and I do that instead. So I still get my daily goal of still providing good information. It may not just be in the podcast form due to technology difficulties. So you can see, I hope I'm conveying that setting yourself up for a system can be everything. So look for those chain habits, look for those loophole areas so that you can be consistent, but also give yourself a little bit of a break if you need it. It's kind of like a planned break. For instance, the podcast again. I do it on weekdays. I know I don't need to do it on weekends. So I get a little bit of a break, but then I'm right back in those chain habits, back into that routine come Monday. And that's how I can set myself up for success without stopping for long periods of time, starting again, stopping. Like, it's got to be consistent. And setting up your system for consistency, your system for success, is everything. So I hope these two stories helped. I hope that they can resonate in some level, even if you're not wanting to start a podcast or give up sugar. I hope that there's some of these pieces that you can connect to your own goals. And if so, I would love to hear about it. Please reach out to me at happinessabound.com, happinessabound blog on Facebook, or happiness_abound on Instagram. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode or what you thought of this theme week about getting goals. And be sure to tune in next week as we continue our discussion about goals and we continue to dive deeper and deeper into the systems to help you achieve your goals much faster. So with that said, have a wonderful day. If you're listening to this in real time, have a wonderful weekend as this is a Friday episode. Go out there, get your goals, set up those systems for success, and above everything else, remember, you are capable of happiness abound.